All right, Tavos, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday on page 138, in the second paragraph down. He goes on, he says, Yeshua, remember again that Ramchal is dealing with the idea that we are comprised of two parts. We are comprised ultimately of Adama and of Esh. So Esh, I understand the need. Adama, why? So the Ramchal posits, Kashtiel posits, that the Adama component of our persona is to remind us that there are certain things we don't have to run after. That there are certain things for which we do not need to be Zoris. That there are certain things ultimately, again, where we're better off remaining in place. Yesh Dvarim Achirim, Shehim Ahefech, Tzarech Lishtayim Ishbi Yisod HaKavit Shachadish Baruch Hu Shasal Banu, Kedishini Yekvedim Od. There are things that are just the opposite, as we just mentioned. There are things, ultimately, again, where we're supposed to be covered, we're supposed to be heavy, we're supposed to be immobile. Kashim litnua, kashim l'shinui. Certain things where we are unchangeable, certain things where we are immovable. Kevan shish b'sochinu shnei tivoim, tzarech la'das l'shtayim ish b'teva shala'ish. So remember, again, now that we know we have these two identities within us, so we have to know when to use each one. On one hand, when to use the teva, the nature of ish, Shalaz rizos benose hamitzvos, kizos shitas hamitzvos, kach mekaim hamitzvos, zrizim makdim hamitzvos, zuak tomo mitzvos. So we'll say it's really an incredible yisod. So what he's saying over here is, life is always about knowing which part of your persona to activate. So when it comes to mitzvos, I want to be an ish, I want to be an esh, I want to be ruach. Zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs. I want to advance. I want to go ahead. I want to grow. Yeah, on the other hand, he says, Zoham avo, vakos eres mitzvahs. Remember again, Avos, as we've spoken about. So, zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs is not simply a behavioral statement as to how I perform a particular act, but as we've established, zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs ultimately is a recognition that mitzvahs are the way in which I awaken the ash within. Mitzvahs are the way in which I awaken that fire, that passion, that desire, that ruach. He goes on, he says, mitzvahs zelo rak ma'asim zoshita. We'll say, this to me is such an incredible line. Mitzvahs are not actions. Mitzvahs are a shita. It's a way of life. We'll say a very profound statement. Mitzvahs are not simply actions, but rather mitzvahs are a way of life. We'll say, what does that mean? What that means is the idea is that a mitzvah is not simply a behavioral act, but rather, again, a mitzvah is a way in which I activate my esh. I activate my fire. I activate my wind. So therefore, again, it's not, again, lo rak masim zoshita. And what's the tagline? What's the tagline ultimately again of this way of life? The tagline is Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvus. Zrizus. Lochid Memela Yesh Sham Yetzahara. Therefore I will say again, remember anything in life only becomes meaningful if Lemaisa again there's a countermeasure. Right? Again, nothing in life is meaningful if it's easy. It was a very, very important yisod in general. Easy things that come easy usually aren't worth having. So if the ultimate goal is reason makdim and the mitzvos, if mitzvos are not just simply an act, but rather a way of life, and the way to unlock the power of mitzvos is through zrizus, therefore, by definition, there's going to be a countermeasure. There's going to be something that makes that difficult. That's the netias hakvedos. That is ultimately the proclivity or the inclination to be heavy, to be rooted in ground, to be immobile. Shebanu tenasa liflosh litchum shamitzos yesh lanu tafkid bimkoma aval lo kal la'atzar es hanatiyah. V'chevan shish b'soch ha'teva shalanu yisod, page 139. Afar, so now, on one hand, the shita sachayim is to be esh, to be wind, to move forward. On the other hand, I have within me this teva, this nature, this proclivity to remain in place and be immobile. Top of page 139. Azedoresh ma'avak ma'od gadol. We'll say it requires an incredibly difficult battle. We'll say this is amazing. You know, we all wage battles, but often those battles are something external to us. Here, I have to wage a battle on a daily basis. And what's the chap? The chap is that battle is internal. Right? Isn't that amazing? That battle is internal, and not only that, but that battle is as a result of something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has implanted within me. So every single day I have to battle the Kvedos. Every single day I have to battle the heaviness. Every single day I have to battle the Adama. Every single day I have to battle that desire to remain in place and remain immobile and be unchangeable. And the irony of ironies is I'm fighting against this every single day. And who's implanted this within me? Who's implanted this within me? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? It's amazing. Every single day I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for assistance, for help. Now, also, the truth is, when you think about this, it's actually not such a chiddush, because the truth is pretty much everything we struggle with internally has been planted within us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are some things, it's true, that we do to ourselves, but very often we're struggling with the very things that God implanted within us. And that's the teva, meaning that's the nature of this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized growth only comes through struggle. Some struggle we create for ourselves, but more often than not, struggle is created by God. He goes on, he says, B'socha teva ha'adam lo rotze torach u'melacha. This is very important, Yisod. Within the nature of man, man does not want to struggle, and he does not want to work. Ha'adam rotze totzos was a very profound statement. Hesig, people love results, avalo ma'amatz, but they don't like struggle. They don't like effort. Well, this is an incredible Yisod. I want to be an accomplished person. Of course I want to be an accomplished. You know, you see this all the time. And this, I think, is a difference in the new generation. And people want to be successful. It used to be that it was understood that if you wanted to be successful in life, you were going to have to take your first job, right? And generally, what was your first job going to be like, right? So first of all, you'd be lucky if it paid you anything, right? Because Lamaisa, again, you realize you just have to do it for the experience. If you got a little bit of money, it's a bonus. But I recognize that I have to put in my time. I have to grab to understand. I say that mindset is dramatically different. You can see it even today, by the way, with the salary level at entry-level positions. It's an incredible... Somebody gave me an article about this in the Wall Street Journal. It's amazing. And they say that if you look at starting salaries, they're much higher now because it's just an expectation that I'm going to be successful from the beginning. And again, even without too much effort, I need to be successful from the beginning. Listen, it's incredible you said. Everybody wants success because that's part of the nature of man. Remember, God also programmed that within us. Where did he program that within us? The desire for success. That's the kipshua. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam HaRishon, the world is yours, the kipshua, redu b'digah sayam, Rebav Shai, right, rule over everything. There's a desire for success, but I don't want to have to work. So if you could kind of deliver it up for me and package it up and deliver it to my house and in under 10 minutes, then l'maisha, again, I'm very happy, I'm very excited. But if I have to work for it, if I have to struggle for it, and I have to fail for it, that's not so pashit. Has rizus, he loved dafka ritza kedima. But it's a very important statement. Now what we understand here, and I don't know, I found learning this piece life-altering, because for me personally, it helped to identify many, many internal struggles that for some reason never made a lot of sense to me. Now they're framed in a way that makes sense. So we're constantly vacillating and struggling between Adam, Adama, and Ish, Ish. The need, the drive to go forward, the drive is Rizos, and ultimately, again, the drive to remain mobile and rooted in place. I'm supposed to say, but now, the Rav Kashel does something very important. He says, Rizos, however, doesn't always manifest itself in the desire or the need to run forward. The dugma, for example, Adam lomei tosis, asirotze la'ayin heite v'kushe b'teres. I'll say, I'm learning a tosis. Not one of the luxuries we have in Daf Yomi. But I'm learning a tosis. So what happens? It's a great tosis. I'm sinking my teeth into it. And I really want to understand the back and forth, the shekel of Atariya, the multiple steps of the Tosus. Zos Rizos. Now you'll understand, it could be that I might spend 3 hours on a Tosus, right? So again, I say to myself, come on, all right, this is like Adama. I'm remaining on the same two lines for 3 hours. Krishna says, no, that's also called Zrizos. Lo chayiv larutz kadima dafka Zrizos. Meaning, Zrizos need not manifest itself in the actual covering of ground. Zegam sha'ata omer la'atzmecha, achshav ata asuk benose hazeh, velo miskadim kadima. The Rebbe said, this is amazing, and we're going to start this table, we'll talk about this more tomorrow, that Zrizos sometimes manifests itself in the ability to say, this is my area of focus. This is where now I'm rooting myself. Now again, I rooting, that's a bad word. That sounds like Adama. No, meaning I'm being Zoriz and that I'm identifying the area in which I'm going to grow. So I'm deciding now for the next 3 hours, this Tosis is my world. It's two lines. But that's okay. I'm making an active choice to grow in this particular area and to expand my horizons in this particular area. Zuz rizos, ze ma'amatz, ze lo menuchas. You also see, you would look at that and you'd say 2 hours on a Tosis. Is that ish, ish, or is that adam, adama? So I'd be tempted to say 2 hours in one place, that must be adama. Says Rav Kashtiel, no, because if the point of that exercise is growth, then by definition, even though I'm quote-unquote remaining in place, by definition, that is zrizos. Zelo batala. Yesh ad zesh zman sha adam asuk b'leskam. Makarito. Asuk b'lachol. Makarito. Ozo zrizos. Zuma amatz. Ruchani sha'achshav anose shalo. Zelo leleches kadima. Ela l'sakim u'la'acham ma'hisrachesh ad achshav. Zos tircha, zos mulacha. Suppose it's an incredible yisod. That essentially what Rav Kashtiel is saying is, the definition of zrizos ultimately again is growth. Is growth. Growth manifests itself in different ways at different times. So often, growth manifests itself as a progression forward, but sometimes growth also manifests itself in the ability to maximize my circumstances where I am. It's a very important yisod. So I could quote-unquote be remaining in place, but if I'm singularly focused to a process of growth, then by definition that is called zrizos as well. But the reason why Kashtel is bringing this up, I will say, is because, you know, sometimes there is an important avoda in staying in place and maximizing your circumstances. It was just quickly, you know, this was the chilik, by the way, between Avram Avinu and Yitzchak, really between Avram and Yaakov and Yitzchak. When you look at Yitzchak in the Torah, so there's very little dynamic activity associated with Yitzchak, right? What do we know that Yitzchak did in his life? So we have in his youth the Akedah, but even in the Akedah, Yitzchak is not considered to be the dominant player. Right? It's Avram Avinu's Nisayon, not Yitzchak's Nisayon. So what do we know about him? We know that he got married, we know that he dug wells, and we know that he went down to Gerar. Right? I mean, really, if you want to sum up, we know that he went out Lasuach Basada, he went out to Davin, or to converse in the field. There's not a lot known about Yitzchak Avinu, and interestingly enough, the things that that we do know about him seem to be mirror images of things that Avram Avinu did. Avram went down to Mitzrayim for famine. Yitzchak went to Gerar. Avram dug wells. Yitzchak dug wells. So what's the pshat? So Rav Hirsch has a beautiful insight. Rav Hirsch says that Avram built a spiritual enterprise, right? He built the Abrahamic empire. But sometimes when you build the empire, growth is good, but growth requires stability. Sometimes when you grow too quickly, you don't have enough time to stabilize the foundation. Rav Hirsch posits that Yitzchak Avinu was the stabilizing force. He was there to stabilize the Abrahamic spiritual empire so that Yaakov Avinu could come along and build more. So we'll say, would we say that Yitzchak wasn't Zariz? Of course not. Yitzchak was exceptionally Zariz, but Yitzchak's Zrizos manifested itself differently than his father and his son. Father and son, for Avram and Yaakov, the Zrizos was Kadima, right? Was constantly moving forward, constantly doing, constantly growing. For Yitzchak Avinu, the Zrizos manifested itself in spending 3 hours on the Tosis, right? On staying in place and firming up. So again, which one is right? The answer is you need both. Sometimes we need Zrizos ultimately to a movement forward, and sometimes we need Zrizos ultimately, again, to steady things in place. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with this. Middle of 1:39 tomorrow.